Thirsty Thursdays are back, my friend.
Okay.
What a day, Kalu.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Calais.
Glug, glug, glug. It's time to plug, plug, plug.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Let's start the episode.
Bow-dow.
Wait. We should mention who brought us back.
Our Tunes.
Yeah, OurTunes.com. That's OurTunes.com.
Our Tunes.
So thanks to Our Tunes for bringing us back on a Thursday. What is Our Tunes?
What is a Thursday?
What is
day of the week, actually?
Oh, we're not plugging Thursday.
Thursday. All right, let me tell you guys about Thursday.
If you guys like Wednesday, oh my God, you're going to love Thursday.
Don't forget to wake up on Thursday and shout our coupon code, Jake and Amir, if I were you, to have the best Thursday ever.
Brought to you by a day. Our Tunes.
That's when we know we've made it.
It's a cool, easy, and affordable way to discover new tunes. There's a free sign up, a free iOS download. You can use it on your iPhone or on your computer. It's got a greater song variety than Pandora.
And you can use our promo codes,
which is my name, Amir.
Or my name, Josh.
No, Jake.
Sorry.
Jake. To get 6 months of premium membership that's unlimited listening hours, skips, and no audio ads. So it's just basically a cool way to discover new, awesome, fresh music.
And it's not just for people who like music. It's also for people who make music.
Holy shit.
And for people who are music.
No. You should have stopped.
Okay.
You had a good thing going.
I like to overreach.
Now I can rein you back in.
Okay.
It's not for people who are music. It's for people who make music.
Fair enough.
If you upload music, they give you royalties that pay indie artists more than any other music streaming site, up to a penny per play. One of the best rates around.
Very well.
It's a great way to gain exposure next to mainstream artists. And comedians, you can use this too.
Now, lastly, if you are music.
No.
Holy shit, I'd love to meet you.
So you're just music then? I'd love to get to know you
more.
You're
not a person.
So yes, thanks so much to our Tunes for bringing us back on a short week. Check them out. It's Tunes with a Z, because you know they're cool. So please do help them out. Help us out. And yeah, please enjoy this episode. Our boy Streeter's on the show again. He's back, baby. And don't you worry. Things actually got
real.
Enjoy.
Every now and then I have a really tough question and I need some free advice. Every now and then I get a little bit desperate and then I go on Tinder. Every now and then I get in a sticky situation and then I have nowhere to turn. Every now and then I go into a Starbucks and I swear I wanna kill myself. Every now and then I seize the cheese. Every now and then I seize the cheese and I need your advice. I fucking need it more than ever. And if you only make fun of me, I swear that I'll hate you forever. And you better swipe me right, cause if you don't, I'll snail trail wherever you tour, I'll follow you there. Mama, turn off the podcast, cause I do declare I don't know what to do. So I'll ask if I were you, I'll take any advice even from a freaking Jew. Hashtag dope, but now I'm only hashtag nope. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the hand.
So long. So long.
I like that this guy isn't necessarily a good singer, but he just fucking went for like one of the hardest songs to sing. It's like the beginner skier just like, I think I'll try this double black diamond and see what happens.
And I guess it worked.
I admire his bravery.
And I admire that he forced his little sister into singing the chorus.
That's what you imagine?
Yeah.
Get over here, Rachel!
See Jake in a mirror.
Make the fart noise at the end and we'll be good. Hey, Streeter's here.
Hey, yeah. That song was so long. You just made me sit here for 2 minutes.
That's actually just the first half of it. Let's play the second half right now. The second verse.
Take a little intermission.
Yeah. I thought at the very least he went for it.
Well, what's his name?
Oh, it's
so
two guys.
So we can never talk about it again.
Actually, I don't know. There's no girl. It's
what
they said.
That
it was from
two people came together to make that. My God,
they said it was from Colin and Corey. Maybe Corey's a woman.
There was definitely a girl's voice in that chorus.
He could have pitch shifted it.
Yeah, it was all auto-tuned.
I can. No, it wasn't. I can sing that. I can sing that high.
There wasn't been. If they auto-tuned it, it would have been in tune.
Bright eyes. Every now and then I seize the cheese.
He also borderline threatened us. If you make fun of us, I'll hate you forever.
Yeah, because he hates you forever.
I'll snail trail your house. And
he'll
like,
follow us to a live show and hurt us.
Yeah, that's threatening.
I wonder if that works. Was Colin or Corey who's making those threats.
It was Corey.
It's more of a Corey move.
Yeah. Colin's a girl's name too, isn't it? Could be.
Could be. You know, nowadays people are so liberal and crazy with their names. It's like anybody can be anything.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry.
Take it easy on the weird name people, okay?
Liberal and crazy.
Yeah.
So wait, are those the same things?
Yeah, they're
those
liberal,
are the same
crazy.
Thing to you?
Crazy, liberal.
There's a, I swear to God, I saw a woman named Jordan the other day. Jordan. You were wondering why we're losing to China.
That's not the reason, though.
Oh, so what's the reason?
The woman you met named Jordan was Chinese. Jordan Lee.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Amir.
Yeah.
And I'm Streeter.
Yeah. Streeter, are you our first three-time guest? Is
really?
This your third time?
I think it's either
it
third or fourth.
Wow, you've been on so long, you don't even remember how many times.
Yeah, and I haven't even listened to it ever.
That's baller.
Is it good?
We've edited each one of your episodes really heavily, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thanks for that. Thank
we usually
you.
Don't even touch them, but when you're on, we record for 2.5 hours and cut it down to the best 41 minutes.
I say a lot of stuff.
We pitch shift it, make you Allison Williams.
Yeah. Two of the Allison Williams episodes with Streeter on autotune. So how does it work? We get emails from people in difficult places. They email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com with their problems, and we do our best to advise them out of it. Sometimes it's just us two, and sometimes we have our best friend, Streeter, on.
Am I your best friend?
I guess you're in the circle.
Oh, wow. I'm in, like, do you think I'm top five? Dual friends?
Top five.
Top
That's
five.
A big. It's a big ask, and you know what? Don't feel a ton of pressure to say yes.
Well, just because you're not in my top five?
Because I did email you my list, and you were not on it.
Yeah, I got your list.
You well, got your list, my list, yeah.
Your list technically was your bachelor party that me and Jake weren't invited to.
Wow, okay. Oh, whoa,
I'm just saying,
whoa.
If we're going to get real,
That's
things do get real.
Oh, dude.
Real on the podcast.
You know, maybe I would have invited you if you ever invited me over to your apartments
All
in
right,
New York.
Enough.
Ooh.
You never went to one apartment?
Not once. One time. I went when he lived with David
in the East Village.
In the East Village in 2005.
Well, to be fair, that wasn't quite an apartment. It was like a,
that's true.
Yeah,
it was a rat.
You think
a
if you had
hole.
Your bachelor party now, we'd be invited?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
totally.
You know who wouldn't? Jeff Rubin.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're bumping him
kicked
out.
Off. Bumped out.
Peace out, Rubin. Hello, Jake and Amir.
Wow,
yes, that's
two people
right.
Two step in to fill his shoes.
He does wear. Oddly enough, this is a cool Jeff Rubin fact. He wears a size 15.5.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They're seven sizes too big, but he still wears them.
Have you seen him dunk?
Yeah.
He enters and wins those like crazy dunk
like
competitions
the
all
one.
The time.
Yeah, the and one.
The and
sure,
one
like semi-professional competition.
He goes to New York to West 4th Street, and he just balls there. he just balls.
He has a 47-inch vertical. It's crazy. They call him the helicopter.
He jumped over a Honda Civic as part of a Honda stunt thing.
The Blake Griffin of nerds.
Guys, can I just say one of my biggest regrets is that I didn't invite you to my bachelor party.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because I brought it up?
No, I've always thought that that was a bad move.
We were, you guys and Pat.
We were on the cusp.
Felt like Pat, we were, too.
But, like, you know, bachelor parties are hard. You can only invite so many people. And like,
right, and you got to invite
my
your
theory
wife's
is
brother.
More, yeah. My theory is more than six people are impossible to move.
More than six?
Yeah. So it's like if you have a group of more than six people, just getting places and agreeing on shit to do becomes super annoying.
Especially when you're on mushrooms.
Yeah when you're on a lot of mushrooms
right.
And you're going skydiving, that's like a difficult thing to do with a large group.
Skydiving on mushrooms?
No, but the dude, my instructor guy, almost dosed me on acid.
What?
When we were walking to the plane, he was like, "You want a cert? You know, certs, like the mints?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I took one, and I was about to put it in my mouth, and he was like, "Whoa, wait a minute. That one has acid on it."
On it? Like, it's not acid.
He dropped the acid on it. And so that would have been interesting.
Christ. And then he ate it. And then he strapped you to his back.
He would not. He just referred to himself as Batman, and he wouldn't. I was like, "But what's your name?" He's like, "Batman. My name's Batman."
Oh, no. Anyway, attach yourself to my body and let's jump out of an airplane.
Your life is in my hands.
I'm Batman.
Do you know how this parachute thing works? You know what? We'll figure it out.
I got a cape just in case.
Oops, I ate the acid cert.
I would be concerned enough just that he still had certs.
Yeah. The problem is all the skydiving people are so cool, you can't back down ever. You know, you don't want to look like a loser in front of them. In front of Batman.
Not in front of a professional skydiver.
Exactly.
You know, all the bad ones have been killed already. So those that's why you feel safe, because the good ones have survived long enough.
That's not fair.
Those are
just bad parachutes, not bad skydivers.
It's sort of Darwinian.
There's no such thing as a bad parachute.
Only a bad skydiver.
Yeah.
Only bad humans.
All right. Let's should we get started? We need some fake names. We're gonna give these real emails from real people, fake names to preserve
their anonymity. Should we do trophy wife characters?
Oh shit.
Oh my show.
Yeah, Streeter writes for Trophy Wife every Tuesday night at
Just next Tuesday. And then it's over.
Well, you can wait, did your episode come out?
Mine was last night.
Holy shit.
Congrats.
Yeah.
How'd
yeah,
it go?
Yeah. New ratings low.
Really? People actually tuned out when they saw your name in the opening credit.
Massive drop off. I do think it was the lowest rated one.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with you. It's always 1 week delayed, so it had to do with the episode
before
last. No,
it was mine. Mine opened with a reading of Mein Kampf.
21
for
minutes.
22 solid minutes.
It went through the commercial break. So can you give us names from Trophy Wife, the show on ABC that you write for?
Sure.
We need a female name.
Oh, you need a female name?
Yeah.
Kate is the main lady.
What if you couldn't think of it?
Sometimes I just think of the actor's name.
Yeah.
I'm like Bradley. Nope.
Kate.
Kate, yeah.
Kate writes, "Hey dudes, so I have been in a steady relationship with my boyfriend for 5 years now, and recently he has opened up about some things that he wants to try. He wants to have sex with his male friend in college. He says it's strictly for having the experience and that there would be no feelings involved. I feel very uncomfortable about this. We have done anal play with a dildo and had anal sex, and I even licked his asshole, but he is still dead set on having this experience with his bisexual friend. How should I feel about this? What else can I do to shake these urges he's having? I consider it cheating, but he insists it's not. Please help." Let's start with that last question is, do you think this is cheating?
If I fucked you, would it be cheating on my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It would?
It doesn't matter what you think it is. It's how your partner would view it, you know?
But that's a dangerous game, because what if your partner's like, "I think watching porn is cheating"? So is that considered cheating?
I mean, you have to live in their world a little bit.
So whatever,
like, you have to deal with their consequences for what you did.
Oh, interesting.
That is true.
So regardless of how dumb
Streeter,
it is,
just by being married is our wisest friend.
Because he's been able to
leave me because I ate some mozzarella cheese last night and I haven't heard the end of it. She is on my ass like stink on shit about the cheese thing.
What do you think? Do you think if you had a girlfriend and she had... Well, first of all, let's say your wife cheated on you. with another girl.
With a girl?
That would be
thank
worse.
Thank you, Jesus. Please do.
Go for it, babe.
As long as I can watch.
That would be the worst thing if she wouldn't let you watch. It would just be so awful.
That would be worse than cheating on you with a guy.
Yeah.
But I'll
tell you what, I wouldn't be into it.
You wouldn't be into it, or you wouldn't. Would you mind it less than if she cheated on you with a guy?
Definitely, yeah. There's like a double standard there, I think, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, like she can make out with another girl, and that's somewhat fine.
Like she has more wiggle room than I do, and that's okay with me.
Right,
I'm fine with that.
I would also be less pissed if one, I had a girlfriend, and two, she hooked up with another girl instead of a guy.
You'd be loving it.
You'd be less
it.
Pissed.
Does that make me homophobic, or what the opposite is? Heterophobic.
Well, it's...
You're half open-minded.
Yeah.
I guess
you're
such
an optimist.
It's sort of like, okay, you hooked up with a girl, I guess you maybe have, like, feelings for women, so there's, like, something I couldn't offer you there.
Right, that's what it is.
I think, like, anything that's... But if she did it secretly and you found out, I think that's, like, I don't know, that always sucks. You know, at least
if
this guy's
guy
being, like,
girl.
Upfront with his girlfriend. He's like, look, I'm having these feelings. I want to explore this. He hasn't cheated on her. He's just, like, actively asking permission.
Here's the thing, though. This dude's straight lying, because he's, like... You would not pursue that unless you had emotional feelings leading you in that direction.
Yeah.
And he's telling her it's just like something he wants to
I'm
do.
Just curious,
no one just
man.
Wants to do that.
I
you
wouldn't
know what
feel
I mean?
Like what it would feel like to have my ass pounded by my friend, man.
What's up, like, babe?
What the fuck? It's not like feelings are involved. I just want Troy to fucking rail me out.
Your dick's not big enough, babe. It's just not.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciated the rim job, but like you don't have a dick like Troy and I want to get reamed.
Why can't you close your mouth?
I don't want to close it.
Just in case there's a dick nearby, I want to make sure it's completely open.
I want Troy to give me a fucking pink sock, all right? I want an elephant trunk hanging off the back of my ass.
Oh,
he's
God,
lying. This is a bisexual man or maybe a gay man who's like in transition.
Right, which is probably why, especially because he's in college, he's like experimenting and seeing what's up. Maybe he's like not ready to admit that he's like having gay feelings, and he's just like, I'm curious about the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's curious about that experience unless they're like a little gay, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess
I'm not really homophobic.
You don't understand. Jake's stuffing a gay kid into a locker right now.
You have like, I'm not curious about what it would feel like to have a dude finger my butt.
Well
it'd feel the same as a girl.
This is like, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Like, yeah, you could be a little gay. Not that we're not saying it's a bad thing. We're just saying that you are a little
right.
bit
there's
gay.
Like the whole Kinsey scale of like 0 to 6. You're either a 0 or you're not gay at all.
Yeah.
Or you're a
which
6
is the best
totally
one to be.
Gay. Also,
that's how you guarantee you get into heaven.
It might be the reverse. 6 is straight and 0
that's
is
why
gay.
I just
I
go
know.
With a 3.
So, yeah, that way
always.
You don't have to worry
I go
about
the 3 no matter what.
I'm smack dab in the middle.
I feel like she should maybe maybe it's time to move on from this fella.
Well, her question right. is,
well,
how
it's also not
how
cheating,
should I be
he's
feeling?
Asking permission. If she grants permission, then it's not cheating.
So should she said, how should I be feeling about this? What else can I do to shake these urges he's having?
You can't.
Nothing.
Just break up with him.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you know what? If you want to do this, I like totally get it. Or I don't get it, but like I totally, you know, I wish you the best, but I'm not going to be your girlfriend. That's what I would say.
Yeah. If you consider it cheating, then it is cheating, and he shouldn't do it.
Right. Or she should be like, all right, I want to hook up with a guy, too.
Oh.
Right.
Another guy.
If you want to explore the benefits and pitfalls of an open relationship, you could do that, too. And
right,
be like, okay,
right.
fine. You know what? You just hook up with guys if you want to. I'm going to, like, explore my options as well.
Call his
but
bluff.
If, like, sometimes that's a little too painful for people, and I think it's better to just cut and run and be like, you know what? Go get fucked by your friend at college. I'm just going to erase you from my life.
I'm just
going
to say this one thing because I feel like it's important to say, like, they're in college, so it doesn't matter. They can just break up and it's fine.
Yeah, college is a wasteland of emotions.
College doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, just, you know, just move along.
Right.
And send him my way, you know? May I'll set him straight.
I feel like I was talking to you last week when we were in Berkeley. I'm like, I feel like I should be in college now. Like, only now am I emotionally and physically ready to hang out with college kids.
Right.
When I was in college, I felt like a high schooler trying to act cool.
You looked like a high schooler.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I'm like 31, I finally look like a college kid. And I feel like now I should go back to school.
You'd be the king of campus.
I think I said this to you in Berkeley that I completely disagree with that statement.
Yeah, you said it's better to be peaking now at as a 31-year-old
than
it is to be peaking in college.
Yeah, and that you can still fuck college girls.
Right. So and I don't have to go to class.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You don't have to learn anything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to sit there and fake learn to sleep with these lovely young women.
So you're
women.
Saying I should just be hanging out on college campuses?
No, I also don't think you should be doing that.
Well, what the fuck? How am I supposed to get laid, dude?
Tinder. Idiot.
He's better in person, Jake.
You don't get that. I need to be there.
He's not like you. He's not a fucking pretty shell with nothing in it. All
right? Thanks, Streeter. You're
hermit
right.
Crab?
You're right. Thanks, Streeter. I appreciate that I'm pretty.
Hey, thanks for letting me stay here, guys.
What's the opposite of that? Gray M&M?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like gross on the outside,
yeah,
delicious
but sweet
on, the
on the inside.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with being gray.
Not even gross on the outside.
This is our most
neutral.
PC episode yet.
For any of you guys out there with gray skin, that wasn't meant as a slam on you or anything like that.
Is there a Tinder where instead of pictures, you see like funny quips, tweets, and stuff like that?
Ooh.
And you judge people based on their tweets?
Ugh, gross.
Disgusting.
Have you gone on the Tinder date yet?
That one, the same one from like months and months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't met... I haven't physically met anyone that I met or that I met online on Tinder.
Wow.
I don't know.
Very tight.
All right. Next question.
Yeah.
Sabenia. Oh, guy's name.
Guy's name. Go with Bert. Bert's right. The little kid. The little funny child.
That's perfect for this because he's a high schooler in Australia.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Goodness.
I'm a high school student in Australia. I'm in a band. The only serious one in my school, and my whole band wants to... I'm in a band, the only serious one in my school, and my whole band wants to get bowl cuts. My girlfriend of a year really doesn't want me to go through with it, even though I had one when we met. Hope you can help.
Is it like a Beatles thing?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like bowl cuts. Have bowl cuts now...
Are bowl cuts cool?
Are we back again?
Am I ready to stop putting crap in my hair and just let it fall forward?
So I guess, yeah. Well,
wonderful.
Whether or not bowl cuts are cool or not, what do you do when your lady friend doesn't want you to do something that all your guy friends want you to do? You're kind of fucked.
Not just your guy friends,
your band.
The only serious one in the whole school.
The only. I think you just don't do it.
You don't? See, it's basically who do you want to piss off?
Well, right. Who do you spend more time with? Probably the girlfriend. She's the one that like you want to find. You don't care if your bandmates find you attractive. You want the girl that you're with to find you attractive.
But you don't want to seem whipped.
That's
bro,
true.
First
see,
of
I
all.
I guess like, yeah, you have to explore your heart and be like, what do I want?
Yeah.
If he's doing the bowl cut just because the band wants him to and he would rather be like having a different haircut and have his girlfriend find him attractive, then do that. And if you would rather have a bowl cut and be one with your band and tell your girlfriend to get over it and you can wear a hat around her.
Yeah,
then
like
I'd do that.
The thing with a bowl cut is you can just throw some product in there
and make
and
it
style it
bowl.
Up and make it into something else. So
that's,
it's like
but that's not in the spirit of the band,
right?
Really
but I'm saying like
I feel like the
off
girlfriend
stage?
Doesn't understand that that's like the only serious band in the whole school.
Babe,
yeah,
I feel like you don't get it.
Okay, mate. Yeah, I don't
the
know how
best
to do
band in the school.
I can't do it. I can't. Where's Josh Rubin when you need him?
Let's wait. He's in New York.
I'm sure he'll turn
hours.
Up sometime.
The only serious band in the school.
That means
you know what that means?
Yeah.
We're so serious we want to get matching bowl cuts.
We're so serious we don't even play music because that's too like carefree.
Yeah.
A lot of our shit is just spoken word poetry.
About Aborigines.
Well, here's what sometimes I do when it's like girlfriend versus other friends is you weigh like who would be... I usually decide to let down the guy friends because when you let down your guy friends, they're not as mad as when you let down your girlfriend.
It doesn't last long.
They're yeah.
Like, oh, you're not going to get a haircut, pussy. All right. What's up? And then girlfriend is like, okay, you got the haircut. It doesn't look that good. And they're like, all right, sorry. What do you want to do for dinner? I don't care.
Vagina's closed.
Fuck.
Forever.
Now I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. I mean, I don't blame her for not wanting him to get a bowl cut.
Yeah. Well, like, does she
I
have
don't
a
care
say?
If that's,
like, hey,
if
baby,
that's in
do you
style.
Mind if
it
I'm
stupid?
Do you mind if I'm ugly for the next 6 months?
But if I look like a penis for a little while?
It is weird, like, when your significant other wants to do something drastically physical to them, because it's like, you don't have a right to say what, like... My girlfriend doesn't have a right to say what I look like, but then it's like she has to look at it more than I do, and she has to deal with it more than I do. Right. So it's almost like she should decide what I look like.
Well, I think there's also some level of you, or at least there should be, that cares about their opinion.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, I don't want to piss her off. It's like, oh, okay, I value your viewpoint. You think my hair would look way worse as a bowl cut. I tend to agree.
I think I have a way out for this guy.
Yeah.
I think he should make fun of his bandmates relentlessly. For even suggesting that they all get bowl cuts. Like, just aggressively make fun of that idea.
Yeah, let's
And I think eventually
that.
He'll, like, find the weak link in the band. Like, he's honestly probably the bass player or the drummer. And get,
why do you
get
say that?
Him to flip. Because they're the non-dominant band members. Like, that's why I'm so angry all the time on stage. Like, they don't get to make any decisions. So if, like, he can win one of them to his side, then I think he can start to sway the bowl cut
momentum.
Yeah, just sway it.
There's a point to be made that the bowl cut idea is very lame.
It's very stupid.
So let's admit that right off the bat.
Well, we don't know what's going on down there, man. Everything is topsy-turvy. Bowl cuts are cool. Bands are serious. This girlfriend might be a crocodile for all we know.
I just feel like it's biting off the Beatles. You might as well do something original.
It is kind of cool to do the Beatles.
And even the Beatles ditched that bowl cut pretty quick.
Yeah, they just grew it out.
Yeah, they were like, oh, doesn't look that
good. It's cool to come up with something original that you all want to do.
Yeah.
Like all you guys wear sunglasses. That's fucking tight.
Or what about monk haircuts, you know? A tonsure?
Yeah.
Like a monk haircut where you just have like a halo of hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look.
The Costanza.
Look. Not a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
On Larry David.
So what's this guy's ultimate advice? Do what will... piss off the person less is what I say. If your girlfriend will be more pissed than your bandmates, then do what she wants. And if your band will be more pissed than your girlfriend, then do what they want.
That's bad advice. Do whatever the person, like,
yeah, just do whatever will make you in the least amount of trouble.
No, do whatever you want.
No, that's bad advice.
I say anti-bowl cut.
You want.
No.
He doesn't want the bowl cut.
He doesn't want the bowl cut, don't get the bowl cut.
Exactly.
If you want the bowl cut, get the bowl cut. It couldn't matter less. You're in high school, and it's your hair.
But you don't understand.
Everything's going to be fine.
This matters the most to him.
I know.
This is the most important thing in the world right now.
What a wonderful life this kid leads.
Which is why we, as 30-year-olds, get to be like, it doesn't matter. We can tell him the truth. We don't have to be like, we don't have to be placating. What would I do in this situation? Whatever the fuck I wanted to. That's it.
But that's what you do in every situation.
Exactly. And it worked out pretty damn good for me, didn't it?
You have a bowl cut?
My band's serious.
All right. There you have it. Did you guys see Louie last week?
Nah.
Okay.
Were you on it?
No.
Nervous writer.
But
the return of nervous writer.
He does this thing where he impersonates all four Beatles in a row to make his kids go to sleep, and it's really good.
Wow.
That's all I got to say about that. All right.
He does different accents for each one?
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like I always just do the
he
same
says,
accent.
I'm John, I'm George, I'm Paul. Or I'm... Is it Paul?
Yeah.
Paul. I'm Paul, I'm Ringo.
Oh, my God.
But he
you're such an immigrant.
Ways.
Just like the Beatles.
I'm as un-American
what
as they
it,
are.
What is it, cheeseburger? I'd like a cheeseburger, please. Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Am I saying it right, cheeseburger?
No, you're not saying it right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You make fun of me for getting hamburgers instead of cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
you
as
think
well
cheeseburgers
I
should be the default.
That's I feel like weird. once someone invented a cheeseburger, they should have just stopped making hamburgers. It's such an obvious improvement.
So you're saying the cheeseburger should be a hamburger, and a hamburger should be a hamburger without cheese.
There should just be no option to get it without cheese. One time Burger King tricked me because you have to ask for cheese there.
Yeah,
and I've never been more angry in
and
my
he's never
life.
Gone back to Burger King.
I haven't.
Yeah. Because you
I was
said
like, this is ridiculous.
This hamburger has no cheese on it, and they're like, "Sir, that's a cheeseburger." And you're like, "No, that's a hamburger."
Ridiculous. I called my dad. He thought the exact same thing. He was like, "They got you, didn't they?"
He's eating it too.
The cheese thing.
I've been there. I've done that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Another lady's name.
Ooh, Jackie.
Jackie.
Boom.
Third question from Jackie writes, hey guys, so here's my dilemma. I'm going to Alaska this summer to work at a fish processing plant.
Ooh.
I went last year and had a great time, met awesome people, and made lots of money. However, this year my girlfriend wants to come with me. I love her and spending time with her, but one of the reasons I go up there is to get away from the real world for a bit, and I think having her there would change that and it wouldn't be the same experience. How do I tell her that without sounding like a dick? Or does that actually make me a dick? Thanks in advance. Love, what'd you say her name was?
Jackie.
Jackie.
Is it a girlfriend as in...
Wait, what are you talking about?
As in they're a lesbian couple or girlfriend as in her female friend?
I think girlfriend. Like her bestie. As in girlfriend.
Like they're a couple?
Yeah. You get up and walk away.
Excuse me.
I'm not
Good day, sir.
I'm really confused.
Why?
Two women... As a couple?
She's getting sick over here. God. Jake's getting sick.
Your hair's falling down into a bowl cut.
My Ben serious.
Yahoo serious.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, vacation to want to get away. And then your girlfriend's like, oh, I'll come with. And you're like, yeah. Oh, but I like being away from you.
In her head, her girlfriend's like, oh my God, I'm the sweetest. Like, yeah. Look at me going up to stupid Alaska to rip salmon guts out.
With his
just
girl.
For you, right? You know?
Right. I feel like that signifies a fundamental problem in the relationship. Like, hey, can I? I'll come with you. Like, no, I really like gutting fish by myself in Alaska.
And meeting interestings.
But I want to go to Alaska and touch dead fish for a summer.
The least appealing thing you could possibly do: go to the furthest away and do the worst thing.
And,
I'd rather do that than you.
How about one little ray of sunshine? I'll come along. No, I really like the dead fish.
I prefer to be alone with the fish, actually.
Yep.
I'd like my hand up in an all-white albacore, okay? Without you there.
I kind of commiserate with this. I haven't quite been able to figure out how to tell someone that I'm in a relationship with that I prefer time apart because it seems like a slap in the face. But I don't think it necessarily is.
Right.
Because absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. You have to set that shit up like early, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there, I feel like, you know, you have a girlfriend and she's flying somewhere and you're like, oh, I'll drive you to the airport. And that's like the first 3 months shit. You
right.
know? And then like 2 years later, they're like, oh, I'm flying. Like, will you drive me to the airport? Like, oh, can you fucking take cab right. shit?
You used to take me to the airport.
Yeah.
You used to do this. You used to do that.
Right.
Like, obviously, the
you used to text me all day.
The politeness of a relationship can't sustain the insane first 3 months.
Amir, calm down.
That was me on my best behavior.
This
Don't
is
you
get
that?
This leaving a voicemail to your ex-girlfriend.
Get off the phone, dude.
Amir, we already broke up. You don't have to justify this shit to me anymore.
No, but like, no, like, understand my motivations here, because...
But do you find yourself being less... You're married, so like, do you find yourself you do less?
I spend
shit
a lot of
would.
Time away from Vanessa.
No, you do. Streeter does real romantic shit. When we were in the Seattle market, you bought her a big box of her favorite tea.
Right,
yeah, I thought that was really sweet.
That well, stuff is awesome.
But in general, do you find yourself doing less romantic stuff than you did like the first 3 months when you're courting her?
Maybe the frequency is less. Like when we first started dating, I was like. Every week it was like, oh, I got to do something.
Right.
I have to like surprise her somehow. And now since we've been married for a few years, it's like, I'll still do that stuff, but it's not as, you know, we have life to deal with. Like, oh,
also,
she's got to go to work. I got
to
go to work.
You guys are like, contractually obligated to stay together at this point.
Right. Yeah.
You have no real incentive to like,
exactly.
Keep
yeah. Yeah.
Fire.
Exactly.
So in the beginning, it's like
a tabloid
contract.
Agreement from the
that's
Sun.
That's what marriage is. Contract.
Yeah. 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 It's a contract.
Cool. I'll do that.
It pays
that's
dividends.
That's what love is. Well, it's like in the beginning relationship, like, you know, what's it called with like a little, the beginning of a fire where you're like blowing on it?
Spark?
Yeah, like a, not, but not a spark.
Tinder?
It's like, yeah, Tinder. It's just like you're blowing on like this little piece of like coal that's like getting bright red every time you blow on it. You're just like trying to sustain this thing. And then by the time you're married, it's like a full going fire. You're like, oh, I mean, this thing will keep burning on by itself. I don't need one of those. Accordion billows things
would put it the opposite of how you put it, where it starts, it's a raging inferno, and then it cools down to a nice glowing ember that's comforting and warm.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true too.
Doesn't make you all hot and sweaty.
Right.
You know what it is like, I would never, so since like I get time away from Vanessa and we spend time away, it sucks and I miss her, but I would never ever then come home and be like, hey, I'm going on vacation with my boys
right.
for a week. Like,
you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, like when you can go away together or whatever, you have to do it, and you should want to do it. And if you don't want to, that's
weird. Well, what if your life was the opposite? What if you were in New York all the time, you never traveled, and then you had an opportunity to go on vacation without her?
I think it's totally fine to spend time apart. Like, you need time away from each other. Right. You do. After like 3 months, like you said, you need to start being like, all right, I'm going to just like go away for the weekend with my friends and like I'll see you after.
Right.
That's like what keeps you sane. But to go away for a whole summer is
that's like, a lot.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Right. So why don't we tell her this? She's not a dick for wanting to go away, but maybe this girlfriend can come for only part of the time.
Ooh.
And you justify that by telling her like, "Oh, I like just being by myself, not without you, just by myself." Right. For part of it, so why don't you come for part of it, and then I'm alone for part of it.
Especially because what the fuck is that girl gonna do all summer while her girlfriend is chilling in a fish processing plant?
Right, gutting salmon, yeah. Sockeye. We're talking.
I guess it's beautiful. You go on hikes.
line caught
sockeye.
This sounds kind of dope. I would like to go to Alaska for the summer.
You can go on, work on one of those crab boats, like on Deadliest Catch.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I'd get like ripped forearms.
You have such a better life here. I mean, like, I really can't stress that enough.
But my forearms would be jacked.
Your forearms are already jacked, by Thanks, the way. Man. I wish everyone could see them.
I mean, my God, we have to do another video episode. Those are just
God damn,
cut.
Look at those pistons.
Are you
it's climbing, dude.
Is that the Wolverine?
Nope, that's
I feel
climbing.
Like I'm watching a Wolverine trailer in HD.
Really?
Yeah, those forearms look so defined. It's like the definition. It's like a dictionary.
I don't even know because I live with them every day.
Yeah,
so
you just
I don't
get
know.
Used to it.
Yeah, wow. What's funny?
I don't see them grow, but I see them every day.
Yeah, they're just part of me now, I guess.
It's just me.
All right, should we take a little breaky break?
A little breather.
Just let's calm down.
Things were getting a little steamy in there, and I'm sorry.
It was heat.
It was hot heat.
It was pure heat.
Hot heat.
Any funny stories from the tour?
Karaoke night?
Yes.
Oh, after San Francisco?
This tour was way more tame.
Right, but you still got
very drunk.
It
was short. It was short.
Yeah, during the last night, I got completely shit-faced because we were drinking whiskey backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I was drinking vodka Red Bull backstage. Mm-hmm. You didn't finish yours, so I drank yours.
Yeah.
And then during the line, they just kept on, like, when people were, like, coming up to meet us, they just kept on putting shots of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Kept on taking shots of whiskey.
That's why that happened.
And that's the last... I traded shirts with a random dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you stole some teenager's shirt.
Yeah, it's a dope shirt. I actually gave him a really dope shirt, though, so I'm kind of bummed, but...
Forgot about that.
Then the next memory... I have two memories after that. One is watching you guys sing karaoke.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You two were singing Shaggy, My Angel. And
just my, Angel.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, don't justify it with a my. You don't have to
You
qualify.
Guys were... It was a completely dead karaoke bar.
Yeah.
It was.
There's no worse feeling than being drunk, and it's like Sunday night at 11:30. You're like, why isn't everyone as drunk and crazy as me? I just want to like go to a crowded place and yell at strangers.
There was just four old people not having that song.
We lit that place up.
I actually have a video of it.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes, I have a video of it too from a phone number that I don't know.
You know who it was? It was Garrett. Garrett B.
Garrett B.
Oh.
You took video of it?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. I want to watch that
You
video.
Just wander through it. It's funny. Your head just like floats in.
I also took, after that, we went to a diner. And
but
you
do
got...
you, wait, do you remember the guy who went after us?
Oh, yeah. He was great, too.
Yeah. What did he sang a Queen song.
You were a great one.
Yeah. He sang
Somebody to Love.
Yeah, which is like karaoke, like degree of difficulty, 9.5 out of 10.
And he killed it.
Yeah.
He slayed.
Wow. It's hard to do Freddie Mercury.
Who would have thought at a karaoke bar in the Castro,
someone would do a good Freddie Mercury?
Sing Queen. Who would have thought?
Then we went to a diner because it was the only place that was open past midnight on a Sunday. And I took a great photo of you looking miserable. Yeah. You turned so quickly.
I was really happy for a while. And then in that diner, I ordered biscuits and gravy. While we were waiting for it, I went to the bathroom for 15 minutes and puked my brains out. Came back.
Fell asleep over your food.
Fell asleep over my food. But I think I housed it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Did we all go home together?
Yeah, we all slept with each other that night.
Oh, wow.
I slept with Dave that night. Did you?
We were coming back. We took that weird
at our weird little hotel?
Oh, yeah. Me and you went, because me and Streeter are on one floor and you and Dave are on another.
Yeah, and we were walking to the room and I was just like, do you want to sleep in my bed? And he was like, really? He was like, yeah. And he was like, yes. We slept together all night. It was beautiful.
That was a bad hotel. Should we put a hotel on blast?
A hotel blast?
That hotel sucked.
It was really gross.
Sucked.
What was it called? Hotel Union Square.
Put them out there on blast now.
I felt bad, but you know what? Duh. What they...
You know, the people who worked there were nice.
Yeah. The people worked there.
We're not knocking them.
They were great.
Don't stay there.
It's a tenement building.
Yeah, it looked like somebody moved there in like the 70s. Like when they first get to San Francisco, they get off the bus and get a room for like $45.
But now we're sounding like assholes. We're like, we got to stay in a hotel for free on our tour. It was dirty.
It was bad.
It just looked like it should be really nice. I think that's what made me so mad, because it like looked really nice. The lobby looked awesome. And I was like, oh boy, this is a fan. And then you get in the room and you're like, oh, it's the size of a closet, and there's rats living here. And then a building caught on fire right next door.
Yeah.
You texted us. You were like, bomb or fire. Just say fire. You can't assume
I
bomb.
Heard an explosion, a bomb went off. I saw smoke billowing up.
You heard an explosion?
Maybe it was like a car screeching to a halt.
Dude, you said bomb, and I swear to God, I thought it was like 9/11. I thought
Well, that's what it looked like. It looked like giant plumes of smoke right next to our hotel, and people were like scrambling in the streets.
Yeah, that's true, but like. Fucking saying bomb really makes me feel like we're under attack. It was very scary.
I always go for the worst. That way, if it's not a bomb, you're relieved.
I think it was a grease fire at a Burger King.
Yeah, within like 15 minutes,
Burger King.
Everything was back to normal. You know what it was? Somebody didn't get cheese on his hamburger.
I went, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where were you during that street? Don't worry about it.
You were so pissed that smoke came out of your ears and that was a fire.
And you everyone thought it was an explosion. A whopper.
I also wanted to mention our live podcast on May 31st, Saturday.
May 31st.
8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv. Tickets still available.
Please come.
We're thinking of getting some cool special guests.
It's not
That's
me.
That's all we'll say.
It's not me.
You won't be here on May 31st?
I don't think so.
You should just move to L.A. already.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of annoying.
I'd love to, yeah.
Although I would say we probably see you more often that you visit, because if you lived here, we would be more casual with how often we saw you. And now that you visit, it's like you're staying with us every other week.
We'd break plans a lot.
Yeah.
We'd be like, let's get dinner. And then day of, we'd be like, oh,
that's
you know what?
LA, dude.
You know what? I'm just like, I've had a long day.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Yo, can
busy.
We push it to 8? Like, actually, you know what? I don't even think I can make it. Oh, cool. No worries.
You see that
and then
traffic?
Both of us are just like happy sitting on our couch, not seeing each other.
That's the best Mulaney joke. Like the most real John Mulaney joke.
What, is that it's so easy not to see
yeah
him.
He was like canceling plans is like he was like it's like social heroin or something. I don't want I've
so
ruined
good.
The joke, but it's like it's just it's, oh I think he goes in terms of instant gratification canceling plans is like heroin.
That's yeah. really funny.
We had a meeting canceled yesterday and we're really happy.
Yeah,
it's like a two-hour obligation
less opportunity
it's like, yeah it's a meeting with like a producer who we should of course be like excited to see. We should be researching his films. We should be like brainstorming ideas. We should be in there pitching ourselves, and instead it's like we didn't do jack shit. Meeting morning of, they're like, yay, it's canceled. We're like, yeah.
We're gonna be unemployed forever.
And we didn't even do anything yesterday. We didn't record a podcast. We didn't write anything. We just you got lunch with your friend. I hung out with Mike Carnell.
We had a day off, actually.
That's
I think
fun.
We deserved it, because we had a half day on Monday.
Yeah.
And it wiped us.
And the and then
you have
like,
a life off.
Yeah.
Last week in San Francisco, we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that was good.
We're back from vacation, and now we're sort of in a different home vacation.
We're in the transition.
You're
period.
In a staycation.
We're used to not doing anything far away from home, so now we're not going to do anything at home, and then we'll ease into work.
What did you say recently? You're like, most people have time off, or their work and time off.
Oh, yeah.
And then in their like a third layer of like extra time off or something, and we only have time off. We only have vacation.
Oh, it's leisure time. It's like work time, like personal hobby time and right. then leisure time.
Right.
And all we have is hobby time and leisure time.
Right. We don't have work time.
Yeah. We only have two times.
Like, but most people have like a 40-hour work week, and then in their spare time, they do something still like.
Yeah, they do something like they're
reading.
Passionate
about.
Yeah.
But like, it's still
I'm
work.
Like, I'm going to do woodworking.
That'd be
I
like your
that.
Rock climbing would be yeah. their right. free time.
Exactly. Right.
So, but instead, we have a third layer of time, which is just boredom, right. which I deal with all the time now.
Yeah, it's absolutely nothing time.
How
it's
can like, you okay, be bored?
It's hobby time.
You're
which
a
is
writer.
Hobby time writing, and then and then leisure time climbing and TV, and then like I have all this other time that normally other people would be using for their hobbies and their leisure.
Right.
But my leisure's already done, and
you
my hobby's already done.
Yeah, by nighttime
job.
I'm leisured out.
Yeah. So then
you
I just jerk off
a landscaper,
three times a day.
Dude.
Landscaper.
You got this big old yard here. You can do some scaping out there.
That would be cool. I would totally be down for that. But I don't
Look
own
at those
this place,
palms, dude.
Like
they're all dead. You gotta. Take care of that
There's
shit.
A drought. There's a drought, man. I can't take care of the earth.
All right, let's get to the last question. We're already running dangerously over, but you know
I'm
what?
Such a chatterbox.
People
I'm
love
sorry.
That shit. They love it. All right, one last question.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they didn't ask for.
Ooh, it's another girl.
Okay,
a third
that's
female character.
Great news. Trophy Wife has one grown male character, so we got plenty of female options.
Okay,
let's
great.
Go with Meg.
Meg writes, yeah. Here's my situation. I, a 20-year-old lady, have recently broken things off with a 27-year-old guy who I was only casually dating for about 5 months. It turned out that he didn't want a serious relationship, and I told him that if that was the case, then I couldn't stay around. Fast forward to about 3 weeks, and here I am, missing both his company and the sex. We've talked maybe once since we ended things, but I've been debating whether or not to try to talk him into dating me again. However, I'm worried that since he hasn't really reached out to me much, that he's lost any and all interest in me. So what do you guys think I should do? Should I reach out or just leave him be? I would love to hear your opinion since he's closer to your guys' age. Thanks, Meg.
Oh, Meg.
Meg's 20.
Meg Poor would like to renege.
Poor little Meg.
Poor little Meg.
And then her boyfriend is 27 or 26.
27.
The dude she was fucking casually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's it's like, just a cash. A
yeah.
Cash
well,
bone.
He was like,
it
I want to be casual.
Bone.
And then she's like, well, if you're not going to treat me seriously, I'm going to leave. And he's like, all right, bye. And then 3 weeks later, she's like, wait, actually, I changed my mind. I'd be down to just right. fuck you.
Okay, baby. This is an ultimatum. You gotta be serious about me or we're not having sex anymore.
All right, we're not going to have sex anymore.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait.
What?
Who are you? I still want to fuck.
Well, I've already found two other 20-year-olds to fuck.
Date me.
No. I already
Marry
said no.
me.
I
it's been 3 weeks and I'm considering asking him to date me again.
Yeah, you already asked him to date you.
Don't.
I don't think she gets what she wants.
Yeah.
Either no matter what happens, she doesn't get what she wants.
No, you
stick
don't.
To your guns.
Exactly, and then at the very least, you will have your self respect because he is, honey, he's a dickweed. Okay,
let me tell you, sister,
he is a dickweed.
You could do so much better than him.
You know, and I don't necessarily think that he's a dickweed, but he doesn't want anything serious. He told you, and you said, if that's the case, then I can't be with you. And then you left, and that's it. That's really it.
But now she's like, oh, maybe we can fuck.
I think he's doing something honorable.
Yeah, she told her the truth.
Yeah, he was like, look, I can't give you what you want, so I'm not going to waste your time.
And she's not saying she wants to just fuck. She's saying, I'm missing him, and I'm considering asking him to date me again. That's what, you can't go, He just didn't talk to you for 3 weeks. You can't just go back and be like, hey, I actually was really serious about that offer of dating seriously.
Right.
You can't do that.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, I think it's over. I mean, she can try if she's really broken up about it.
She's
no harm in trying.
Sounds like
him.
She just misses boning.
No, she doesn't. She's going to miss. You're going to go back and start boning and you're going to get attached and you're going to feel bad. And then he's going to be like, I get everything I want. I told her I wanted to be casual. And you're like back there being like, oh, faux casual. Like, oh, this is so cool and whatever. I don't care. Can I see you tonight? He's like, no, I'm busy. Oh, yeah, fine. I'll do my thing. Who are you fucking? If it isn't me, then who?
I feel like you've been through this situation. Yeah,
you're this 27-year-old.
You're the guy.
Yes, and don't give me what I want.
But it's working. What he's doing is working.
Of course it's working. But you have to, as hard as it is, make it not work. Break the system. You can beat me. I can be vanquished. I'm giving you the fucking roadmap.
And maybe he'll reach out to you one day. What if he reaches out to you and he's like, hey, can we just have one casual night? You think she should say no?
Say no.
definitely say no.
Of course not.
You think she's going to, though?
No.
Yeah, what's that metaphor? Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
Yeah.
Why buy the milk when you get the cow for free? Why drink the cow when you buy the milk for free?
You can take a good look at
why
a butcher.
Why own the cow milk?
By sticking your head up a steak's ass, but I'd rather take the cow's worth for it.
I'm like in my head, I imagine this dude as like this nice, like understanding guy who's like, you know what? Like, I can't make that commitment, and like, I want you to, you know, I don't want me to stop you from meeting some great guy who
right.
can. But like, you know, in reality, this guy's like a hyper douche. He's just like, whatever.
Yep.
I definitely found another fucking 20-year-old to fuck, so I don't even need you. Like, that's who he really is.
The guy that doesn't talk with his mouth closed.
I can't close my mouth.
I can't close my fucking mouth, and I don't care.
Why is it easier for a 27-year-old to get 20-year-olds than a 20-year-old to get 20-year-old? It's almost like age compensates for attractiveness.
It's weird because you can't, as the male in this scenario, it seems like this great deal, but like, you can't be a 25-year-old guy and going out with a 19-year-old girl. Like, that would suck the worst.
Wait,
for you.
So you're saying it would suck to date a 19-year-old?
Yeah, I think it would.
But it would not suck.
Yeah, me too.
But I think, like, girls that age
that
are
would
attracted
be
to, like, older guys. You know, girls are, like, attracted to older dudes.
Yeah.
But then I find, like, I don't know, when you've hung out with, like, younger girls, aren't you, like, oh, God, they're so annoying.
Right.
No.
I guess it depends on the girl. But, yeah, in general, I guess it's better to date someone who's more mature. But what about if you're just interested in boning?
Well, girls are more mature.
Then it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Do you subscribe to the divide your age by 2 plus 7 thing? Like, is 27 and 22, is that too young?
I would say it would be a little... That, like, it would just be weird. Because when you're 27, you're in such a different... stage in your life.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm 31 and I have to sort of decide when to cut the age limit off.
Like, I would cut yourself off at 27.
27, that's
maybe,
high.
Maybe 26.
You think if I slept with or dated a 25-year-old, that would be weird?
No,
I think it would be maybe weird if you dated one for a long time.
A 25-year-old?
I don't remember.
I feel like if you're out of college, I think 24, that way you're like at least out of college for a couple of years.
I forget the year that my brain turned into an adult brain.
But also, like, girls are so different. There are girls that are mature at, like, 20, 21, 22. Yeah,
definitely
Your Honor.
More mature than I am.
Yeah. Sir!
And that is why, Your Honor, I feel that...
This is me, like, talking with my hands up at some dude, some dad's pointing a shotgun at me.
She told me she was 16, Your Honor. That's still too young. Is it?
Oh,
Christ.
Fuck.
I just thought
it was hot.
Yeah. Can I suggest masturbating to this girl? That way she's at least having an orgasm and she'll desire him less.
Right. Well, or just like go out.
Or does that not work for girls?
I don't know. That's a weird thing, right?
I think that's only a guy thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
When a
too.
Guy climaxes, he's like, oh, I don't need sex for the next half
hour. Yeah, he's like, oh, my brain will work for a 1.5 hour.
But when a girl orgasms, she might just want another one right away.
Yeah, because they can just keep going.
It seems like it makes them more awake. And guys more tired. Thoughts?
I would agree 100%.
Okay.
Depends.
So take that away. Don't masturbate. That's what it is. It removes
become celibate. Just go out. Find another 20. Find another dude that's going to treat you better.
Yeah,
that's all you need to do. There's so many.
Do a 20-year-old guy a favor and go do a 20-year-old guy.
Just don't be with anybody that stresses you out. That's the rule.
Also,
this guy, whether he sucks or not, he sucks for you. And... fucking meet somebody else.
Yeah, the best way to get over someone is to find a new person.
Boom.
Yeah. And Amir is single.
And ready to tingle. I'm actually 27 years old.
No.
27, I'll straight take you to heaven.
27 and 48 months. All right, that's it. We went long. But you know what? That's going to happen sometimes. Thanks.
Thank you, Streeter.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you want to plug anything?
I got nothing to plug.
What about your TV show?
Well, I guess... Oh, when's this come out? Tomorrow?
Yeah, Thursday.
I guess watch the season finale.
Trophy Wife.
If
20 million people watch it, they'll probably bring back...
You know what? I think the call will already be made by that point, but...
Damn it.
You know, hopefully there's another season. I have a job. I can move out here, live with you guys.
And thanks to Colin and... what was his name?
Corey.
Corey and Colin for submitting that theme song. If you have a theme song of your own or a question of your own, send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're just going to start and end every episode with a completely new original theme song. And this last one at the end of this episode was written by Rudy. Rudy, I guess it's an Adventure Time parody. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Peace.
If I were you, the podcast show, they'll answer very real questions. With Jake the monster, Amir the good guy, the fun will never end. It's podcast time.